Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we share disaster tips for fisher folk. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Disaster can occur at any time. Fisher folk are being reminded to keep abreast of weather developments and be prepared to take action in the event of a tropical storm or hurricane. Before going to sea, listen to the radio and/or television for weather forecasts and advisories. Do not venture out unless the boat can be navigated safely on the forecast conditions of wind and sea. If at sea, look out for the approach of dark threatening clouds which may foretell a squall or thunderstorm. Having a radio is essential for checking weather broadcasts. The absence of proper feed should be noted, as heavy static on the radio typically suggests nearby thunderstorm activity. If a thunderstorm catches you afloat, put on personal flotation device. After a warning has been issued by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management and or the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, retrieve and secure fish spots only if you have a boat 36 hours or more before the storm is due. Secure boats away from the reach of waves. Turn them upside down and tie securely to poles. If boats are kept in an area known to flood, fill with water and secure to strong points to prevent them from floating away. Ensure that boats are not in danger from falling trees or branches. Remove and secure boat engines, all gear, and safety supplies. Inform all fisher folk at sea through radio, flares, flags, or mirror communication signals of the impending disaster. Secure or remove all unsecured machines and/or equipment and objects. Turn off all fuel pumps and secure all pump nozzles. Store all hazardous chemicals in a cool, secured room and contain within waterproof, airtight vessels. This to reduce vapor release and the risk of electrical fires. Tape or cover all glass windows and keep them locked. Protect vital records in a waterproof container or remove to a safe off-site location. After the disaster has passed, it is advised not to turn on electrical devices until proper checks by a competent person confirm that it is safe to do so. Listen to radio advisories. Remove all debris, especially sharp objects. Assess damage to boats, landing sites, engines, and other gear. Check all dispenser hoses and above-ground piping before dispensing fuel. Check all above-ground tanks and other storage devices before resuming station operations. Check cold storage to see how it functions. Report all missing persons to the police. And contact the Jamaica Defense Force Coast Guard for assistance with search and rescue efforts. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You can't expect anything from a hog but a grunt. Translation: you can't expect anything from a pig but a grunt. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Attention all real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board invites you to a public forum on continuing professional development. Join our main presenter, Mrs. Sandra Watson-Garrick, CEO of the Real Estate Board, on Thursday, September 7, 2017, at the Girl Guides Association, 2 Waterloo Road, Kingston 10, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. The Real Estate Board, working together to create safer, more comfortable living spaces.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, people are true to their character even if they try to hide it. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.